Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics. I'm Nick Newmont, and it is another Tuesday night. And welcome to the live audience that's here. Thank you for joining us. Well, we are closer and closer to November 3rd, which is Election Day, and I think everyone is holding their breath, so to speak. And that's about what I can do when it comes to that. I know a lot of people have been asking me about, you know, what is, what's going to be the outcome, so on and so forth. So before I bring our guest on, you know what? Everyone's watching going, where's Audrey? Audrey is taking the night off. And with me this evening is my co-host and guest, Dr. Michael McGuire. And Michael will have a lot to talk about when it comes to health. And there's Audrey watching us on Facebook. And
how do I share?
Right there. There we go.
Great. Thank you.
Learning how to navigate sharing on Facebook while the show is going is interesting. You know, so you see us sometimes looking down and doing all this stuff. That's because also people are writing notes to us because we don't hear, because we're not in the studio. It's not live call-in. So we have to watch what people write to us. So one last go-round when it comes to the election. And what really matters is the chart of the United States, which is, you know, you, the people. It's hard to see. And I've said all along that I felt in October that for a while Biden would look good. And when we get into November, then the energy would shift into Trump looking good. But when you look at the chart and the numerology of the United States, it's very much about into November, whoever is the stronger candidate when it comes to finance, how finance is going to be affected in the years ahead, is the one that's going to come out on top. Now, the one thing about the chart that day, and this is really important, that the moon is in Gemini at that time on that day, which is, it's a very fickle moon. But at the same time, that moon, the day before and the day of, is flowing through the 10th house of Donald Trump's chart. And that's the chart of public recognition. So that's very strong. Now, when the moon is in Gemini, that can work for him and it can work against him. So it's going to be very fascinating as to which way things are going to flow, and it rests more on what he says or doesn't say that's going to affect the outcome of the election. And, you know, when people are born with Gemini high in the sky, reputation is, you know, up for grabs, so to speak. So it really has a lot to do with what goes on with him at that time. In other words, it's kind of like, it's his game to win or lose. So that's where I see this. And the day of the election in the chart of the United States, it's, you know, it's an 11 day. And for you numerology students, that's a very high strung day. And again, next Tuesday morning, Mercury turns direct, which means people are going to have buyer's remorse. I wish I would have voted that way. People that are voting ahead of time and doing mail-in. Mars is retrograde at that point still, which means there's a lot of passive-aggressive feelings, people wanting to make up for lost time. I don't remember the last time Mars was retrograde on the day of an election, and I went back to the beginning of the 20th century, so I'm not able to find that. I'd have to obviously dig a lot deeper. And if I were you, if that was me on the day of the election, especially into the evening, because it's Gemini, I think you're going to have some, doesn't matter who wins, you're going to have unhappy people. And with the Mars retrograde, is there a possibility of civil unrest? Yeah, there is. I'm not a fear monger. Everybody knows that. Own your truth. But I wouldn't go out and do stupid things that day. You know, I'd like mind your own business because of the possibility of people being upset. So we will see what happens. Now, coming up on this show, next week, it is just Audrey and myself doing the show. Now, for ladies out there, November the 10th, Lauren Grant is going to be on the show, and she is the woman who makes the incredible jewelry that we sell and that Audrey wears almost every week. And she's very insightful, and she's not just a jewelry maker. She's into the metaphysics of the stones, too. So she's going to be fun. Then, November 17th, our guest from New Jersey is Mary Ann Costello, who have I known a long time, and she is an energy worker of a different kind and has a show that airs on Facebook and on YouTube called Bear All. She's very strong in the media back in New Jersey, the New York area. And then, are you ready for this? So you folks that watch what I post on Facebook and Instagram know that Audrey and I and friends love to go to Nona in Westlake. And the food is just unbelievable. And we were there this past Saturday. And so I approached Jacopo, the owner, who happens to be a spiritual guy, if we could do remote broadcast from Nona. And he said yes and agreed to be, as long as they're not too busy, on the show talking about what inspires him creatively within his spirit as to how he does what he does. So we're really thrilled that he agreed to do that. And we get to do the broadcast from Nona restaurant. So we'll, nice. You know, it'll be like a, you know, sort of old, you know, 1930s radio where it's broadcast from a restaurant or a club. And Audrey and I get to do that. And also here from here at the Newmont Center, I'd like to say thank you to everyone that came to class this past Saturday. It was the intentional healing and chakra plate class. And it was a wonderful day. People had a good time. They learned a lot and got out of here going on 7 o'clock that night.
Wow.
So it was a pretty long, good day. And this coming Saturday, for people that didn't finish making their healing devices, I have an open day here at the office that people don't have to pay for. They want to come and make chakra plates, come on in. And people are. So we're looking forward to a little more play on Saturday. And then Audrey, next week, November 4th, is starting a young adult consciousness group, and it's based on science of mind, and she does it in game form, so it's a lot of fun, and it's men and women, young men and women, so it's co-ed, and mark that on your calendar. When I say young adult, I mean like 18 to 35, and for months now, Audrey has been doing a young female adult group Sundays at 10 a.m. And that one is ladies only. But the ladies in the group said, hey, we want one with some of the guys. Mm-hmm. So that's how the guys, listen to me, Pittsburgh definitely came out in me that time. The ladies wanted men to show up. So, and they did a experiment with a mixed event and it was very successful. They had a lot of fun. And so that starts November 4th, and it will be Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock ongoing. Gets everyone caught up with what's going on at the Newmont Center. And I want to introduce someone I've known since 1995, Dr. Michael McGuire. We met in a networking group back in Santa Monica way back when, and know that, you know, as an acupuncturist and you do cupping, and you're an expert, you're a doctor in Chinese medicine, you really know what you're talking about. And you're going to talk tonight. You have a lot to say. And the other thing about Dr. McGuire is going back into March, Dr. McGuire is a full-time resident. his entire practice is here at the Newmont Center now. He was here part-time for a while, and now this is his home, and we are so thrilled to have you here.
Thank you.
Permanently. And, you know, you mean a lot to us here because, you know, what Audrey and I do is more either spiritual or metaphysical or mental health. And to have you here on staff with us in terms of alternative physical health is so important because when we, first of all, we can keep people in-house, all right? But it's also how, and one of the things that I really appreciate about you, and I've known about you for many, many years, is that your diagnostics are so good. Because and a person in acupuncture can go, okay, well, that's for the liver and that's for the kidneys and put the needles in. But you're light years ahead of that. You, when people talk about symptoms, you know what's going on and your ability. I'm telling you, he's like pressing on little spots in the body and like, ow, I didn't even know that spot existed. And but that's how well he understands the body and knows the body and knows what to do for the body. And in fact, I had cupping today, and I am not going to stand up and show my back. No.
Some fun talking about that as a possibility.
But. Well, I mean, there is a picture of it, I think, that Audrey's going to post. I look like a pepperoni pizza. I swear to you, that's what it looks like. It looks like there's pepperoni there. But I said to Michael, I said, you know, looking like I got beaten up, I said, you should see the condition of the octopus that messed with me. Anyway, you know, we Italians love squid, you know, that calamari. Anyway, Michael, there's so much to talk about tonight, and the time goes so fast. First thing I want to address, and I know you've got really important things, and you've got workshops coming up here that we will talk about. Let's talk about COVID for just a little bit. And I do mean a little bit.
Okay.
I'm not going to overplay it. I mean, Everybody's had enough of it. But what is your approach to it?
Well, it's a great question. And, you know, of course, in the media for so many months, we've heard it all the way up to here.
Sure.
One thing I haven't heard much about as far as what we can really do for ourselves, how can we be proactive? Is there... beyond the most basic type of self-care, what can we do? You know, it's all about wait for the vaccine. To me, you know, that's one thing. And in the meantime, because it's already been a lot of months. So one thing that I've certainly noticed is that, you know, so pronounced too with COVID, is there's such uncertainty around that condition. You know, think back to springtime, you know, how is it transmitted initially, you know, just all these different things. And so where there's uncertainty, oftentimes there's more emotional stress, you know, mental, emotional stress. And why I bring that up, I think most everybody in the United States to some extent can relate to that, you know, at some point or another regarding COVID, even if it was moderate for them. But the thing is that that affects what we call the sympathetic nervous system. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about areas that I press and check, and I'm just going to show. I compare there's a group of muscles right here called the SCM, and I do a quick check on all my patients between the left side and the right side, and I can quickly tell. It's a check for the vagus nerve, and that tells me that the person is in sympathetic nervous system stress. Why that's important is that's fight or flight. Right. I think, you know, we've all heard about that in biology class in high school. But anyway, that type of stress can occur from mental, emotional stress, physical stress. You know, let's say you didn't sleep that well or you're up too late. Could be chemical stress. The fires that we had in Southern California for so long and the smoke in the air. That's a real obvious and blatant example. Dietary stress. You know, some people, maybe they weren't working as much, not exercising as much, glued to the TV, eating food that's not so good for them, you know, mm-hmm. And that's dietary stress. So all these different things, guess what? They, in turn, affect the adrenals. We start to produce more stress hormones, We've all heard of cortisol and adrenaline, and these actually have a negative impact on a whole series of things. I have a chart here. It's kind of busy, and I'm not so sure you could see it well, but I'm going to do my best to just hold this up for a quick moment here. There we go. So sympathetic nervous system stress, and then over here we can see some of the things. P and E ratio means progesterone and estrogen, testosterone. I get calls about, hey, my friend has bone loss. Is there something you can help for that? Well, we can do some lifestyle changes, you know, to help with stress, and that actually makes a difference. Cholesterol levels, some people notice, hey, I'm carrying some extra weight. What's going on? Well, when you're producing all these stress hormones, for some people, they just start to hold on to more body fat. Also how your liver detoxifies efficiently, something called the phase two detox pathway. Blood sugar balance, inflammation goes up. There's like this whole cascade of events that occurs when stress levels are high. So what to do about all of this? One thing, get off the couch. You know, if you're a person who hasn't been exercising so much, and it's not like you've got to, you know, go do something dramatic and big. I say, get up and how about going for a walk for 15 to 20 minutes? You know, it can even be in an area where it's flat. It doesn't necessarily need to be every day. Every day would be great. I'd be delighted if you make the change of like getting out and taking a walk three or four times in a week. You know, research shows this dramatic change in the benefit to a person who's been pretty sedentary just to make that one change. And it almost sounds like, how could that make a difference? But the difference is actually huge. And it's a big change in the right direction for your heart as well. So that's a little bit about that. And then another thing that really helps with stress, most everybody's heard about this, and there's research that backs it up, is meditating, right? And, you know, the good thing is there's so many simple meditation, you know, apps that you can follow and different things on YouTube. And some of them are really great, and they're like 10 minutes long. So there's, even if you haven't meditated much before, you know, there are apps like Headspace, and I think there's one called Calm. And, you know, you can listen to something for 10 minutes that guides you through, and it actually helps your immune system. All right. And
by the way, since you brought that up about meditation, because of all the meditation classes I've taught, and Audrey too, I have in my phone meditations that are anywhere from 8 to 7 to 13 minutes long. And if someone wants those, that's like, I sell those. And all I have to do is send it right to them.
How convenient is that?
So, and they do so many, there's so many different kinds of meditations.
Beautiful.
And you're 1,000% right. Meditating has unbelievably positive effects on the body, mind, and spirit.
Right. And I can vouch for Nick's meditations because I've done his meditation classes consistently, and they're really, really quite good. One other thing I didn't mention that actually I'll be spending a fair amount of time in one of my upcoming classes that start next week is the effect of stress on the gut. And there's something that we all heard about at this point called the gut microbiome. And that's so important to our immune system. Like if there was an area that I think would be good for virtually everybody to focus on to help their immune system, you know, rather than just waiting for a vaccine, it would be starting to take some steps to help support and heal their gut. And a simple thing that they can do is, you know, eat whole foods. I'm thinking in particular vegetables, right? And if you're going to eat fruit, I'm more of a fan of berries. I am a fan of going with organic food as much as possible. Some people may live in certain parts of the country where that's not as easy as others. But food in its whole form makes a huge difference, a huge difference. And so the fiber from vegetables actually tips the balance for certain essential fatty acids and short chain fatty acids to be specific. And, you know, all these wonderful things start to happen that support the immune system just from making that change to, let's say, a more plant-based diet. And I'm not saying you have to become vegetarian or vegan. There's some people that like that, and that seems to suit them well. But for those that eat animal protein, you know, there are different levels and qualities of that. And I think that really makes a difference as well.
Michael, let me ask you a question. So it's in the last few years, which is not a very long time, where there's so much emphasis that's put on gut health mm-hmm. and the realization of gut health and what we eat, okay, and how important it is. Why has it taken so long for it to be that simple?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because to me, when I first became more than, and that was a long time ago, I can remember, starting to read books on health, right? That were natural, you know, by naturopaths and so forth. And they were, at that time, they were talking very much about the colon and making sure you're regular. And they were very focused on that. And that's been around for a long time. But they weren't really talking about the gut microbiome. That wasn't so much a term at that point. It turns out that, you know, in our gut is, it's like the ocean, you know, that there's such a diverse population of, we think of as, and this isn't exactly true, but we think of as beneficial, you know, microbes and bacteria and the ones that are not so beneficial. And the way I look at it now, it's more about a balance of those. It's not that, so we have, you know, bacteria, viruses, all kinds of other microbes in the gut, and certain ways that we eat, you know, if we're eating more processed foods, even if you're shopping at a health food store and you're buying quite a bit of packaged food, including, you know, hey, I'm going gluten-free and so I'm buying this package thing and that, and, you know, it shows no low fat and gluten-free and you think you're walking out with something really good. I'm saying go more whole food as often as you can.
Sure.
That really is going to make a difference. But to your question, in the last 10 years or so, there's been just loads of research on the gut microbiome. They're starting to find out just how much difference that focusing on that area makes. And we're just starting to scratch the surface on it. So I think that, you know, research is coming in quickly. They're finding everything from, you know, a person's ability to shed excess fat, to improving their immune system, to helping with sensitivities and allergies, to skin issues like acne. The list just seems to go on and on. The effects even on, you know, serious, you know, chronic diseases and so forth keeps linking back to the gut. And I think it's an area to keep our eyes on because as time goes on, they're going to learn more and more. And so there are some tests right now that where you can send in a stool sample, for instance, and it comes back with, and there's not many that are like this, that actually shows foods that are beneficial for that person, foods to avoid, ones to eat less of, and ones to, you know, let's say, you know, don't have so often. And this is a growing field. So,
well, yeah. It's fascinating that lost as the second brain, which is your, you know, your stomach and so on and so forth. But the funny thing is that when we go back thousands of years ago and you refer to the third chakra, which is the solar plexus, which is, yes, everything that has to do with stomach and digestion, it's also the conscious mind. And so how you think, you know, what you will, you know, the choices that we make, that's all part of the third chakra, which is the gut. And it is the center of stress. And I've told people in the last 20 some years of teaching, you know, those classes, those healing classes, that I've actually said this a long time ago, that when people are overly stressed, they get ulcers, you know, in their stomach, not in their brain. It doesn't go up to their brain. It goes into the gut. And so the gut health is and how we think, and the amount of stress that we manage or don't manage is all tied together within the, you know, the thoughts and the condition of the stomach.
And, you know, there's a gut-brain connection that is you know, talked about. And it's a real thing. It's like it actually can affect a person's behavior. And I think that so many people are having issues in their gut. They're not even aware of it, you know, and they can be eating foods that are inflaming the gut. And that in turn causes inflammation in the body and causes the immune system to not be as sure. regulated as it can be. You know, in Chinese medicine, you're talking about the third chakra. And in that third chakra, you know, of course, the chakras on one level involve the physical organs, right? And so the third chakra right. is, you know, correct me if I'm off, but, you know, it's basically different digestive organs, intestines, both small and large intestine, is part of that.
And liver and gallbladder.
Yeah, liver and gallbladder. Thank you. So with the exception of the liver and gallbladder, there's a term in Chinese medicine called spleen qi. And that's also very much associated with the immune system. The spleen qi really means all the organs that are primary to digestion. So it's not only the spleen. You know, in Western medicine, they look at the spleen and think about immune system, you know, in that respect. Right. But it's really all of that. And so if we're able to eat good food, be calm enough to extract the nutrients from the food that we're eating, then that produces the energy that we have for the day. And so in my practice, and also in the class I'll be teaching, I'm going to be spending a good bit of time talking about how to optimize digestion. And right. as part of that, the immune system.
Well, there's something when it comes to food, a lot of people, because of the way they eat certain processed foods, because something says gluten-free, people that, let's say they should eat a gluten-free diet, will mm-hmm. gravitate toward that. But that doesn't mean that you should still be eating that thing. Like, for instance, like a lot of people, they love bread. So they switch to gluten-free bread. But a gluten-free bread is like tapioca and potato.
Could be. Yeah.
But certain brands are.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but that people have to be aware of that because there is a starchiness still to that.
That can gum up the work, so to speak.
Yes. You know?
And that's a good point, is that if you're overdoing a product that is gluten-free and you're still getting a lot of carbohydrates in a processed way, that's not a great choice as far as I'm concerned. Right. You know, that's a good way to cause some imbalances to your blood sugar, and that can cause a whole host of issues. You know, one thing I wanted to point out here, because I was talking about stress and emotions and all, I'm just going to show this chart here for a moment and see if we can get this to point out. So right here where it says emotional stress, right in the center of the chest, that point is it's an acupuncture point. It's a zone. So it's basically right in this area here. And then there's others where the ribs come together just below that. But that point in the center of the chest, if it's sensitive, indicates that there's anxiety. And so I can check that, you know, my patients that are listening tonight know, because I've checked that on them many times. Then just below that, where the ribs come together, under this little notch pressed in a certain way, that's fear, but of a known specific thing. And then a couple inches above the navel that I feel, you know, probably 80 to 90% of the people that I check that point, I press in kind of deeply. It's not so easy to check on yourself, but that's for repressed emotions. All right. And what do I do when I get that information, along with checking other of these core reflex zones? This informs me as to how to treat the person to help rebalance. And a large part of the way I do that these days is using magnets that are taped on the hand. And I was thinking it could be a good idea to demonstrate doing that with you.
Okay.
If you don't mind. And
how terrible that is.
I'm just going to check. Let's see if we can do this in such a way that I can see for the camera. So I'm just going to check here, Nick. This is for the neck. And I'm looking to see.
That doesn't feel good.
So let's just turn so the camera can see, right? So the neck on the middle finger between this crease and this crease, this represents the neck. This is the back of the head. And so I was pressing this area on Nick, and that's basically the middle of the back of the neck. All right. And so there's a simple treatment that I do in the office. And, you know, I do a couple of points, for instance, for nervous system balance and others, you know, depending on if there's certain emotions that a person might be struggling with. And so this little magnet, I don't know if you can see this all that well, but I'm holding it up. You can see there's a little dimple in the center of the magnet. And so with that facing towards the skin, I'm able to apply that right here with a little bit of tape. You can hold that up. And I don't know with the lighting if we can quite see it, but anyway, it is there. And the thing that's neat, there it is. Perfect. Yeah. The thing that's neat about this is, and Nick, I would actually recommend it. You can keep that magnet in place until you go to bed tonight. Even if you happen to forget, it's not a problem. You can actually sleep with that. And what this does, this is a way to stimulate an acupuncture point on the body, but without a needle. And these are high Gauss magnets that are strong enough to stimulate that point in a way that goes to the part of the brain that is in control of that area of the neck. And it actually starts to improve blood flow to that area and free things up. So I know when you've seen me in the past, I'm going to go ahead and say you've seen me since you mentioned cupping.
Yep. Many times.
Anyway, so I'll often treat certain points with magnets, and I still do use needles. And Nick mentioned cupping today. Cupping has its own purpose to basically help remove some of the stagnation that can occur either in the muscles or, you know, in some cases I'll do cupping over areas of the back that reflex to, for instance, the lungs, the liver, digestive organs. There are specific acupuncture points that go all the way down the both sides of the back that essentially go to those organs. So we can tune up the organs with cupping along with acupuncture. And that is another way actually that helps the immune system. And in my experience, just helps function overall.
Yeah. One thing, another compliment I have for you, and I've been throughout my life, been to various acupuncturists, but I very seldom feel you put the needle in. Your touch is excellent.
Thank you.
And there are, you're welcome. And there are people that are afraid of needles. And it's not like going to the regular doctor where you have to get a shot. That's a whole different thing. Right. No, this is a much different thing. And it's amazing that they're, I'll look and they're in. I don't even know it. So.
Well, about acupuncture, and, you know, some people are a little concerned about, or, you know, they're not ready to try it because, wow, needles, you know, it's like, no thanks. So I can understand that. It's one of the reasons that I really became interested in working on the hands. There's a connection between the fingers and the hands that is a greater connection to the brain than any other part of the body. So the feet don't have it at that level. Second in line are the lips and the tongue. But the fact that there is that connection that's so strong, we're able to treat the entire body just through the hands and fingers. And so I like to start many treatments by working that way. And sometimes I'm treating people, Nick, without needles at all, and I'm only using the magnets. And I have some other tools, you know, where I can treat points on the ear, which we've done, you know, in the past. Can test points on the ear that go to the organs, for instance, or help the nervous system or whatnot, and treat those points with a microcurrent that involves no needles at all. And so I like using a variety of different methods.
Yeah, and they're all good. And one of the things that I'm going to say is the results are profound. Yet after a treatment, I feel so much better. And truth be told, that everybody is facing different amounts of stress right now. And I've said publicly that since COVID, I have been swamped. I mean, you see me like 5-6 days a week. I mean, when am I not busy? You know, I mean, it's, and you too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it's, people say things like, well, there's good stress. Eh, stress is stress. There's circumstances that may be better, you know, but stress is stress.
You know, and let me just bring this up, because for some people in the listening audience, they may even be the type of person that's like, yeah, I don't really get stressed. It's like they don't feel, for instance, mental, emotional stress. And I have friends, close friends that are like this. You know, they're just in general pretty chill, right?
Right.
And what I have come to know, though, is that when I check these reflexes on them, there's still some hot spots. And so I call that physiologic stress. And there's something called a heart rate variability test. And I was reading about this a while back. And they did this test on people, and they would first ask them, you know, how's your day been? Are you feeling much stress? And the people that said, yeah, you know, not really much stress. I'm, you know, having a good day and, you know, I'm just fine. And they would hook them up to this device to see. And it was like, you have physiologic stress. So just being in our society, you know, again, with COVID, that's an exaggerated example. But even before COVID, most adults that were working, you know, maybe they're married, maybe they have kids, or they're just busy working and living. The speed at which, you know, all these inputs and stimulus are coming at us. You know, we all have our smartphones and our fast computers, and we're so, you know, plugged in and connected, most people anyway, to life that, you know, I'll just say this, how much time are you spending in nature, you know? And sometimes we get really busy. It's like, yeah, you don't understand. I've got this and that going on and I don't have time for it. I think this, you know, back to what I said about get off the couch. You know, if this is you, just take a walk. You can afford 15 minutes. If you need to rearrange your day to grab that 15 minutes and walk, you know, in the park or in the area where there's trees or some nature to look at, it's really, really important, you know. As basic as that sounds, it's like, oh yeah, I've heard that before, but is it common practice, you know, on a consistent right. basis? Because it's those little things done regularly. And I'm going to share this because I had been nudging Nick to get on he's got this great little trampoline that's for lymphatic system. And, you know, thank goodness he has that. And I have one as well that I've had for years. And so, you know, I nudged him and a time or two, and then it was kind of cute. He would text me in the morning, hey, I bounced 21 times in 2 minutes or something like this, and started to inspire me.
Yeah.
I would text him back. I went 3 minutes in this minute, you know. So it was back and forth, and he even texted me this morning. But the reason I'm bringing it up is he's gotten into a regular rhythm. And if you happen to have one of those little trampolines, you may not know this, but And I think it's a gem of a little device to get if you don't have one. You want to get a good one that's really designed well, and it's designed for lymphatics. But the bounce is basically where you just do a soft bounce where your heels come off the mat, but the balls of your feet stay on the mat. So it almost seems like you're doing hardly anything. And the benefit that you get in 2 to 3 minutes, sure, you can stay on longer. But in terms of for the lymphatics, there's a huge benefit as far as for the lymphatics. And that's like the information superhighway to the immune system. So that's another self-care thing that you can do for your immune system that is huge. And I want to talk just a little bit about, so there's, you know, I mentioned that there's a course coming up. I'm really excited about this. It's actually 2-hour modules that's starting next Thursday evening. And then
November the 5th.
Yeah, November the 5th. And then that same Saturday that week from 1 to 3. And then we're doing the same thing the next week. So, again, Thursday night, Saturday. And module one, this is based on this system of acupuncture, but no needles, just using the magnets. And I'll be talking about using pressure on these points and a few other things, but the key thing will be using magnets. And so the first one's going to be, module one will be on the fundamentals of acupuncture at home without needles, is what I'm calling it. And something that you can do at home, it's easy enough to learn. The second module is self-care to treat back, neck. We treated Nick's neck today. You can see how quick that is. Sometimes, of course, I might put a few more magnets for the neck. The head, shoulders, knees, so forth. Could you treat your elbow or your wrist or your ankle or your foot? The answer is yes. Headaches, all that sort of stuff. And there's charts that go along with people, you know, folks that are in the class. The next one I alluded to, we'll be looking at the gut microbiome, digestion, liver, lungs, adrenals, immune system, ways that you can support that. And the fourth module is self-treatment of the nervous system, improving sleep and emotional balance. And as I talk about these different topics, it's not only going to be treating it with magnets, but we'll be talking further about self-care, things that I've found in my 25 years of practice that have been effective to help support these. I'll be sharing a lot of these tips. So I'm really stoked about this. And basically, the idea is to help improve energy and reduce stress and reduce pain and, you know, anxiety and things such as that. Yeah.
And people can contact me here at the Newmont Center if they want more information, but I would rather that they contact you directly. So how do you want people to get in touch with you if they want to sign up for classes?
Yeah. So you can email me at radianthealthmalibu. So Radiant Health, just like Good Health Malibu, @gmail.com. RadiantHealthMalibu@gmail.com. And just RSVP and let me know if you're interested and I'll be getting right back to you.
And these classes are once again on Thursday, November 5th and Thursday, November 12th. And that's from 7 to 9 p.m. Then the classes are Saturday, November 7th and Saturday, November 14th. From 1 to 3, they're not long. So people are not going to get bored or anything like that.
Idea is to make it in bite-sized pieces and something that you'll be able to use for years to come.
Now, if they sign up for all four, they have some swag coming, right?
This is true. So there's I was using this magnet kit that today. This is a magnet kit that people will be getting. I used this when I was working with Nick, so you can see what's, here we go. This special tape. There's a little probe for finding the points, like what I used to work on Nick. And then you'll get a healthy supply of these super strong magnets. The magnets are reusable, so this kit will be something that can last you a good long time. And you'll want to be practicing with this. So,
and this is a really good deal for $25 per module, because I understand that if people would normally sign up, this is like an introductory thing. Isn't this actually a lot more money?
Yes. In fact, I'm going to be filming the class, and this is going to turn into a one class worth with four modules that's going to be offered on the internet probably in January. I'm anticipating the price to be $497 for that. So you can do all four classes for basically for $100, and I'll include the magnet kit. So yeah,
that's a great deal. And this is only live. Going to be offered virtual on Zoom or anything.
That is correct. Okay. Yeah. And we'll be social distancing. We're going to have a fairly small crowd. So if this sounds like something that interests you, please reach out to us and reach out to me. You can also reach out to Nick if you didn't get my email. But the email, once again, is radianthealthmalibu@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Yeah, a lot to look forward to. fact, I'm looking forward to this. Why, in the few minutes that we have remaining, you are obviously a wealth of information about the body and how to treat. And when do you? I asked you a question before we started the show, and that question was, since COVID supposedly started in China,
right?
And you're a doctor of Chinese medicine, what did they do over there in terms of non-prescription drugs?
Yeah. So it's a good question. And, when this was just becoming prominent in the early stages, this was early part of March, I started to follow the research because I figured, look, it started in China and they handled different in terms of, a mandatory kind of lockdown. But, looking back on it now, their statistics speak for themselves. For as big a country as it is, I think we all know there just weren't that many deaths. And so I was thinking, I want to know what they did and what seemed to be working. And so, being a Chinese doctor, I wanted to look at research, and there were certain webinars among Chinese doctors who were Chinese that were linked into, their cohorts back in China. And so they were sharing certain formulas, certain herbs that they were giving in China for people that had COVID where the symptoms were mild to, let's say, moderate. And typically what was going on, though, is if it was bad enough for them to be admitted to the hospital, they were typically giving Western med type, drugs, but also Chinese herbs at the same time. So it wasn't that they were getting one or the other, but they were combining. And when I was doing my externship in China and, touring the hospitals and helping out there, for instance, in the oncology wards and whatnot, I found that they used Western medicine. They were really up on all the latest with that, with the technology, and very Western minded as far as that goes. And then they would have a floor where they're also doing Chinese medicine in the same oncology hospital. So they found the best results combining both, and I think there's something to be said for that. So anyway, I followed those particular webinars, as I said, took my notes, looked at the herbs. There are many Chinese herbs that are for more than decades, hundreds and even thousands of years, that have been antimicrobial. They figured out now that they're antiviral, and they've had a long track record of being effective for a wide range of viruses. So, for my own clientele, I've made formulas that are more preventative in nature, as well as a formula if they had mild symptoms, right? I mean, if it gets serious, they're going to go to the hospital. But oftentimes, to my thinking, if the person's healthy to begin with and they happen to get COVID-19, if we can keep the symptoms, in the mild range and support their immune system, they could have, hopefully a really good outcome.
Good.
Which I've seen personally.
Yeah, people do recover. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
It's my pleasure. And
can I say one last thing?
Quick.
Very quickly. I just want to acknowledge Nick. This is the anniversary of them starting this, of Nick starting the show. And he's been consistently every Tuesday night for a year, as far as I know. I think that's correct. And what a great public service, to bring all these different people sharing, a broader view of life. And so I just want to acknowledge you for that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks. I appreciate that. And thank you to Audrey. Audrey came in back in the late winter, early spring as permanent co-host. And I also want to say, before we go, because he's listening in back in the studio, Sam Hassan, who owns LA Talk Radio, thank you way back when, and it goes back to Sheena Metal for bringing me on board to her show at that time. I'm so thrilled to have the opportunity to do this along with Audrey and all the incredible guests that we've had and all the followers that we have here, at the center and on Facebook that watch. So we're really grateful, and it is crazy. Yes, it is 1 year that we started doing this show. And
I just also want to say, you know, I've been interviewed quite a few times over the years, and you're a great interviewer. I always enjoy being on a show with you. So thank you.
You're welcome. And we will definitely have you back because there's a lot about health, and it is a very prime target, you know, in topic in life right now is health. You know, even though this show is mainstream metaphysics, physics is part of that word. So we've got to take care of each other and continue to learn more techniques on how to take care of everyone.
Right.
Anyway, thank you for bringing that up. I was going to mention the anniversary show. You beat me to it.
Well, I just wanted to make sure we got it in before.
Well done. Yeah. Well done. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Thanks, those of you that are here, you know, here at the center. I appreciate that.
And thanks, Audrey, once again, too, for your part in all of this.
Yes, definitely. And Audrey does so much behind the scenes, not just her beautiful face out front in most of the shows. She does so much that just isn't really seen. The viewing audience wouldn't know that. And she does huge things for here at the center and the show. Everyone, take care of yourself. Be calm over the next week, no matter what happens. Stay cool, chill. You know, we're all going to get through this together. And if there's something going on that you don't like, Audrey, Michael, and I, we're here to help you get through this. That's what we do, because we will be very chill in this time. Anyway, thanks again for watching. This has been Mainstream Metaphysics with Dr. Michael McGuire, Nick Newmont. We will see you next Tuesday night. Good night.